Hello, and welcome to The Concert. I'm Scott Nickrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, and for the next 45 minutes, we'll be listening to some of the most outstanding live performances heard here at the museum. If you like what you hear, you can find new, free classical music posted every 2 weeks and subscribe to the podcast on our website at gardnermuseum.org. For now, though, I invite you into the museum's tapestry room for some great performances you won't hear anywhere else.
This week on episode 3 of The Concert, we'll hear a program called Schubert, Inspired by Song, featuring two chamber music pieces, one with voice and one without, both written late in Schubert's life. First, in The Shepherd on the Rock, we'll hear musicians from Marlborough, featuring soprano Hyena Yu, clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein, and pianist Gilbert Kalisch. Then, the Borromeo String Quartet will play Schubert's String Quartet No. 14 in D minor, Death and the Maiden. The Shepherd on the Rock is longer than most of Schubert's 600 songs at about 15 minutes, and in many ways is more like a chamber music piece than a song. The narrator, a shepherd singing of his faraway beloved, moves from wistfulness to despair to hope. In the final section, as the narrator sings of faith in the coming springtime, the clarinet and voice echo each other's ascending lines, acting as chamber music partners rather than as soloist and accompanist. The string quartet, Death and the Maiden, uses a song as inspiration for an entirely instrumental work. The second movement of this quartet is a set of variations on the theme from Schubert's song, Death and the Maiden. By using the melody of the song, he evokes its story too. In Death and the Maiden, a young woman pleads with the personified death to spare her life, but as death seductively promises rest and peace, he seems to calm her fears, perhaps luring her away. The use of this melody perhaps also reflects Schubert's own confrontation with death. As he was writing the quartet, he was hospitalized and in poor health. He died only a few years later, at age 31. In 1824, he wrote to a friend, "Each night when I go to sleep, I hope I will not wake again." First, though, let's listen to The Shepherd on the Rock, played by musicians from Marlborough.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Concert. You'll find more information on the music you've heard on our website at gardnermuseum.org. You can also subscribe to receive automatic updates every 2 weeks when a new podcast is released. On our website, you'll also find information schedules of our upcoming concerts where you can hear more great live music almost every Sunday from September through May here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.